Good afternoon. Sorry, I'm late. We have in this week's parsha the pasuk that we all know so very well, "Va'ahavta l'reecha kamocha," and we're all aware of that statement of Rabbi Akiva, "Ze klal gadol b'Torah," and the story with Hillel, where he says to inverts the statement, "Do not do to others what you don't want done to yourself," and that is kol haTorah kula. The other stuff, go learn. What is v'ahavta l'reecha kamocha? How does it relate to inyana d'yoma of what we're talking about? So there is a famous essay that we have learnt together in the Midrasha many times called Kuntres HaChesed by Michtav Eliyahu, by Rabbi Dessler. And in this Kuntres HaChesed, which I think is renowned for the depth and meaning and very, very much worth going over again, in the Kuntres HaChesed, Rabbi Dessler divides the world into two types of people. There are givers and there are takers. And when he's describing and defining giving, he's not talking about physically giving because obviously sometimes you have to take, or you have to eat food and you have to get paid a wage or whatever. It's to do much more with the intent of a person, meaning if I'm getting a wage in order that I can do more, I'm really giving. But if I'm giving in order to get kavod, I'm really taking. And so giving and taking it needs to be defined in a much better way. Then he poses a question, which is getting more or less to the point that I just want to share with you this afternoon, is what comes first? Do you give because you love, or do you love because you give? And the Western theme of love at first sight is that you love someone and then you give to them. However, there's not an enormous amount of logic in that statement, because where does that love come from? And we do often confuse attraction and emotion with love. Rabbi Dessler, I'm mentioning this in just a few minutes. It's a very long essay and a class that takes me 4 to 5 weeks to cover. He says that he believes that giving causes you to love, that the more a person gives, that the more they will love. And he actually explains it in what seems to be like a pseudo-selfish way. The more you invest in something, the more it becomes a part of you. And because you love yourself, you will love that too. And he proves it. He proves it quite conclusively by saying the love of a parent for a child is much greater than the love of a child for a parent. Why would that be? Because the parent is so invested into the child, has spent so much of their lives giving to the child, that the child has become a part of who they are. It doesn't work the other way. The child has not invested in the parent. The child has received so much from the parent. The child loves the parent to a degree, but not to the same degree. And he proves it by telling a story of a family that was divided up in the First World War, and the child went with the father and the mother was left alone, and they were together, the father and the child, for an intensive period of 3 to 4 years. And when they met together with the mother felt something was very much lacking with her relationship with the child, because she had not given to the child for so long. The relationship was different. And so he very much pushes this idea forward to the degree that he says, if you want to love someone, you just have to learn to give to them. And therefore, the more you give to someone, that's why marriages develop in such a positive way over a number of years, because the more we are invested, the more we love each other. But the point that he ultimately is making, when you come to the pasuk, "Ahavta l'reecha," is kamocha, that you will love a person, you will love another person if they become you, if they become like you. Not love a person as yourself, but that person, if you give to a person, they will become yourself and you will love them because they are part of who you are. I've always felt that way, that my feelings for my students are much stronger than the feelings that my students have for me, because I invest so much into my students, from the interview process to the day they leave, and with Baruch Hashem, quite a number of students after they've left, you're investing so much time and effort, they become a part of who you are. They are the essence of who you are. One of the most moving occasions is when Tanya Cohen, many, many years ago, arranged for myself and Jeremy to be given a whole book of letters from students when we were in the children's forest, as if to say, you know, these are your children, and they've written to you here. And it was such an emotional moment, because the more you give to someone, the more they become a part of you. And I want to, in the time that we have, relate it to us and our country and our homeland. We have given this country everything. We have made Aliyah. We've left our families. We've left our cultures. We've left everything that we felt comfortable in, every place that we felt safe in, and we've come here. And there is no greater giving. You've given your being, your absolute self. You know, we could have all managed and succeeded in another country, in the country of our birth, in the culture that we grew up in, but we didn't. We left, and we have invested and given, and that everyone in this country is giving so much. All of the time. By the end of this week, all of my children will be in the army, all of my boys will be in the army, and my Khatan will be in the army. Everyone is just giving and giving and giving. And the more you give, the more you love. The more you are invested in something, the more it becomes a part of you. And I'm not joking when people sometimes say, "Where's your flag?" And I answer to them, "No, I am my flag. My flag is already an inherent part of who I am. It's what I am. We, all of us who've come, have invested so much, and all of those who have supported over the last few months and done everything that they've done, we've just become more of a unit, even though there are still some divisive elements that need to really be dealt with. B'lashon HaMata, as an understatement. Having said that, the more we invest, the more we put of ourselves into our people, the more we will love. And that's the way to bring people together, is not to separate and live in different places and never do they ever meet, but to meet and invest and to put in. And the more we invest, the more we love, because we become the one, or the one becomes a more serious one. So ve'ahavta l'riecha kamocha is a klal gadol me'od b'Torah, because if you really love your friend, then they will become like you. And we all love ourselves. We'll all do anything that we need for ourselves. We all have an interest in ourselves. And so the more we give, and if you have a problem with a person, says Rabbi Dessa, the solution is to give to them and give to them, and you will slowly see that relationship changes, because you have been invested. The truth of the matter is, without even sounding ridiculous, this isn't only true of human beings, this is true of inanimate objects. I always tell the girls, I had a car when I lived in England, and I was working for Bnei Akiva. It was a Ford Escort. The number plate was ELP783T. To this day, I remember it. When I made Aliyah, I had a picture of the car. It broke down all over the place. I was so invested into the car. It was like an emotional, it wasn't a good car, but it was like an emotional end when I left the country, and I took a picture just to remember all the good times I had in the car on the motorway, freezing cold because the heating didn't work and broken down, waiting for the AA to come and fix the car. But it's the same of a pet animal at home. It's the same of so many different things, but it's the same klal. It's exactly the same rule. The more you put yourself into something, the more it becomes a part of who you are. And the more we put into our nation, the more we become a nation of one. We should have a good day. Besorot Tovot.